At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Hey, 1 year ago today was the big snowstorm. 1 year ago. Are you guys getting ready for the big... Are you getting ready?
Yes.
I mean, this is going to be... This is going to be huge. This is huge. You better be ready for this. You better call Billy Brown. I mean, just call Billy anyway. Just say, hey, Billy, what's up? He's got time.
He doesn't give you his phone number.
He's got time for that. I mean,
he doesn't let you call him directly, so don't try, guys.
What you want me to give? I can give people his number.
Don't give Billy's number out.
That would be so funny. Hey, Bill, just called to say hello. Hey, Bill, just wondering what's going on with you.
Hey, Bill.
Do you any more holes in one, Billy?
I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for it because we're going to be below freezing the entire day on Sunday. Yeah. Now it does look like the rain comes in on Saturday, and I'm not sure still going to be rain on the ground whenever it hits freezing. So that may not be an issue, and we're not expecting any precipitation. It's like 4%, something really low, the next day and Sunday. So I don't think that'll be an issue. The ice, because it could have been. I mean, it could have been. It, for a little while, it was looking, you know, if there was still rain on the ground, whenever it froze, that'd be an issue. But I don't think that's going to be the case. So that'll be good.
Yeah. Hopefully, you guys don't get killed.
What are you expecting? About 58? This is obviously hitting every place in the country, because it's like I've looked at some of the weather, and it's going to be freezing everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's the whole South. Dallas is going to get killed. There's a line across the whole country. I'm just hoping it doesn't reach you guys like that. But here,
well, we're going to get it. We're going to be in the low 20s.
Yeah, no, you're going to get to 24 low, I guess, and overnight. But then it'll warm up during the day. But
yeah, it actually gets into the 40s.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to have big swings. Here we'll be 70. We'll be right at 70, somewhere around there. It was, yeah.
No, we need you to be colder.
No, it was actually yesterday. I had to take. It was t-shirt weather. It was, you know, we started with our golf over. You know.
Well, I mean, people pay a lot of money to live out in that. Although a lot of people don't realize how many microclimates there are. You don't have to drive real far for that weather to go sideways on you.
Yeah.
Gets a lot hotter in some places.
Oh,
drag
yeah,
on to the valley. The valley's in the hundreds.
Listen, the news, you know, they do 7 different weather reports every time they do a weather. In the valley, along the coast, up in the mountains, in the forest. And I mean, it's different weather everywhere. And just in the one market, I think they do like 6 or 7 different
weather
reports.
Say the valley, some of the makeup girls that used to work at NFL Network before they were getting, you know, when they still had jobs, that's whenever I learned how bad it was in the valley. They were like, like, man, how do y'all handle having weather this great all the time? And she goes, well, I live in the valley, so a lot of times it'll be like 106. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
106.
Yeah.
I said, how far away is that? Well, like an hour and a half. I said, you drive an hour and a half to work every day?
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's only like 4 miles. It's an hour and a half, but it's 4 miles. So it's not that far. Well, here's Nick Caserio asked about the offense and, you know, what
he's
going
to. Building the offense. You're going to put some time. Are you going to finally try to build the offense, Nick?
Yes. What, now, see, because the defense is really good. The question is, the defense is really good. Are you going to try to make the offense good like that? And here was Nick Caserio's answer.
Yeah. I mean, the goal is the same. Try to put together a good team and get players in the building that we can go out there and play winning football with. You know, it's a combination of things, you know. Make sure we got enough players. You know, we're doing some things schematically, or there's some things that have popped up in those games. So, again, you look at those games. You look at other games as well. You look around the league. What are some teams doing? What are some things you might be able to incorporate? So, again, I mean, offense has really never been a I mean, D'Amico and I have never sat in our office and said, like, well, our offense is a concern. Like, what do we got to do? Like, you know, we got to play better. There's some things that we can do better. So try to build a good team. Try to get good players in here with the right mentality and the right mindset. I mean, I guess Nico Collins isn't a good enough player. So, I mean, maybe we can find a player better than Nico Collins. You know, I don't know. So we'll try to do the best we can, try to bring good players in this building, you know, and try to put together a good team that gives us a chance to compete, you know, on each Sunday.
Wait a minute. I guess Nico Collins isn't a good player.
Nick said, hey, I've drafted a good offensive player before.
Yeah.
A good offensive player, yeah. I've drafted.
How about I got him in the third round, everybody? What? That's what he says.
You didn't hear him say, I guess Brevin Jordan isn't.
Well, he's been injured.
I didn't hear him say, hey, I guess Jake Andrews isn't good enough on one leg. I don't know what you're looking for. Yeah.
How long has Nick Caserio been the GM?
4 years? What is it?
I think officially he's been around maybe longer, but officially
yeah,
the
22. The GM. Oh, no. Well, is it 21?
Yeah, I think he was here in 21.
Yeah, well, I think it was a 21 draft because that's Davis Mills.
But he was working with.
Yeah, but that was when Jack Easterby was here.
Yeah.
Jack ran the team.
But either way, no matter when you want to decide when he officially became the guy who ran the team as far as personnel.
21.
If you can,
the Nico draft.
If you can only list one offensive player. That's your telling.
No, Tay, Ariante.
But in his whole riff about how we're building a good team, I guess Nico Collins isn't a good enough player. There should have been a list. Nico Collins, then after that. Because if it's only one, then you've got a problem.
Woody's not good enough for you?
Not really.
Fifth round? What was he? Okay.
Third round.
Look at the production you got out of a fifth rounder and a third rounder.
Whatever.
Yeah, guess what? We had the same conversation about Damian Pierce back in the day.
Yeah, remember him?
No. I don't remember him. But wait. Oh, Higgins isn't good enough for you?
Not particularly. Not now.
No, you're talking about guys who literally played this year.
Yeah, I know. But what he was saying was, oh, I guess Nico's not a good enough player for you.
But he only could rip off one.
Well, that's true. But... Because
if he said it about anyone else, people are like, I don't know. Well, we'll see about him.
Who are the
dead cinch guys on offense where you're like, great player?
You notice he didn't say CJ. Oh, CJ's not a good player? Everybody would have gone.
You can't do that after the last two games. If Nick's going to pump his chest about how he can draft players, then I need you to lock in. And I need commas in between the names. Like CJ Stroud, then who's the next guy, and then the next guy.
Woody,
I need a list.
And Jalen Noel.
Or it could be a list, like hyphen CJ Stroud, hyphen next guy.
Oh, Titus isn't good enough?
He didn't draft him. Who do you think are blue chip? Titus was Brian Gain.
But he's still on the team,
but
Lance.
But he didn't take him.
What he said was, we don't sit around and say the offense isn't good enough. The offense is
the
good
blue
enough.
Chip, who is the blue chip player? Tell me who their blue players are.
Nico.
On offense. Nico. That's right. That's the only one. Now do defense.
Oh. Will.
Stingley, Anderson. Hunter, they brought in Danielle Hunter.
Petrie.
Those three are for sure blue players.
Got Lassiter,
after
who could
that,
be if you want to put him there.
After that, you've got Lassiter. One tier. You've got the next tier is Bullock, Petrie, Lassiter. All picks of this regime that you could point to. It was a fair question, and it was, you know, and then you got some above average starters.
Aziz was a Pro Bowler this year.
He was a free agent, yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
But they
don't sit around and talk about offense, well, I mean, you probably need to have more conversations in.
You guys aren't talking enough.
You guys need to open up the lines of communication as it pertains to the offense. That's what I would say.
Me and D'Amico don't sit around and say, what's wrong with the offense?
You should be.
You should.
Well, I guess Nico Collins isn't a good enough player for you.
Apparently, Nick is only watching the defense when they're on the field. He ain't watching what's going on offensively. He gets a little defensive.
You know, he gets a little defensive. He's got some of that Belichick in him where he'll get a little defensive. And
listen.
If the defensive talent, so I'd say the defensive talent is probably, all things considered, because you can't have blue chippers across the board. Defensive talent is probably at a 9 out of 10 right now. Because you got some high impact guys who are making high impact plays. I put it at a 8.75 to 9 from a talent on the defensive side relative to what your expectations would be. On the offensive side, it's legitimately more like a 4.5 to a 5.
Yeah.
And I'm just being honest. I mean, how many of those guys would start for – how many of the Texans defensive players would start for the top 10 teams in the league? Both defensive ends, all four defensive back positions, and yeah. I'm not counting Jalen Reed or whoever at strong safety. I'm talking about, you know, Bullock and Petrian. So I now have six players for sure. Azeez Al-Shaair, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But for sure, six players would. I think defensive tackles, you could just whatever. There's other defensive tackles.
Well, listen.
The two linebackers.
The top 10 team. Toa would have started for the Bills. I mean, a bad defensive team, Sheldon Rankins would start for one of the top 10 teams that need defensive line help. I mean.
No, I'm saying in a general sense, like, is he one of the top 20 defensive tackles in the league? No.
Sheldon Rankins?
Sheldon Rankins is not. No. He's not one of the top 20 defensive tackles. There's a lot of good defensive tackles. He had a good year. He's not one of the top 20 defensive tackles. Is Petrie one of the top 20 nickels? Yes. I mean, well, that would be top 10 nickels.
Yeah.
I think yes.
Yeah.
Are Lassner and Stingley two of the top 20 corners? I'd say yes. Bullock top 10 free safety? Yeah. I'd say so. Now you go to defense, and now you go to offense. Who on that offensive line would start for, you know, would be considered inside the top 10 of their position? And in fact, because of tackle position, we say top 20. Would Ursary or Howard be considered in the top 20? Now, before you answer, you probably need to go look at the depth charts of all the offensive teams when guys are healthy. I would say probably not. Probably not. I know no one from guard to guard is. Nico Collins is a yes. Outside of that, no. If you look at the top slots, they're not in the top 10. If you look at the Jaden Higgins is not going to be in the top 20 wide receivers. CJ is not in the top 10 quarterbacks. Running back, if you say the top 20 running backs, I don't think Woody Marks gets in there. I don't think. I'd have to look at it, but I don't think so. We can say we like him and all that stuff, but there's a lot of pretty good running backs now. Like, I wouldn't put Woody Marks ahead of Rico Dowdle, personally.
No.
But, you know, is Dalton Schultz in the top 10 or 15 tight ends? No. If you want to just specifically say pass catching, yeah, I'd probably put him in the top 20 pass catching tight ends for sure. For sure. So now, like, look at that. Look at the difference between replaceable players on one side and replaceable players on the other.
No.
It's not even close. So, yes, go ahead and when you guys get together, let's just – you know, maybe put that towards the top of the agenda when you start chatting this offseason.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to
actually communicate.
I think communication will be a key for that. We're not good enough offensively. That should be the communication. We're not good enough offensively. We need to get better. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. HRP is the call right now. Your business is awfully important to you. It's awfully important to a lot of people, you know, all your employees. It's really important that you succeed. It's really important that you're as good as you can possibly be. It's important that you are as successful as you can be. And one way that you get there is do your payroll right. Don't be overpaying for your payroll. And you would be if you're doing it yourself. First of all, you're wasting man hours. You're wasting your time doing the payroll when, in fact, you need to be selling your widgets. And I don't know what your widgets are, but whatever it is, you need to keep your focus on your business. Let HRP focus on what they do best. Their business is payroll. Their business is HR. Their business is taxes. They will take care of all of that for you. And they've got the expertise to help you pick the right benefit packages for your people. It is, I mean, stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time. Or wasting everybody's time by hiring, having a huge payroll department. And you're wasting money, okay? You can't do it as well as somebody who does this every single day like HRP does. You just don't do it as well. HRP.net, be better. Be better this year. Let them come and give you a free evaluation of what they can do for your business at HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, we're back. 713-780-3776. You want to get in anything we've talked about so far, you're more than welcome. I like to switch. I mean, I don't know that it's a big deal. I'm not sure that it's a big deal, but have you looked at the players, NBA player voting? Have you seen this? What's going on with this for the All-Star
game? For the All-Star game?
Yeah.
No, what's going on?
Well, Steven Adams had more votes than Şengün did from the players.
What?
Yeah. Kevin Durant was voted as a starter by the players, but then Wembanyama took over when the fans got involved. But, yeah, Şengün, it's listen to this. Zach Lowe was talking about this. It is amazing. For whatever reason, NBA players do not like Alpi. I don't know what he does. Maybe it's the complaining all the time, or he's always fouled every time that he touches the ball. Or
he's a little cocky too. But I mean,
yeah.
Cocky players are, He is an international player, and you're not going to get the same. NBA players don't love international players. They're just as xenophobic as a lot of people. Don't get it twisted. They're the same.
Well, they
kind
like
of way.
Some more than they like others. Obviously, they like Luka, they like Wemby. They like some more than others. They really don't like Alperen Şengün. Listen to Zach Lowe talk about where the players ranked him in their All-Star voting.
Look, the rankings. There's like a bunch of people tied for spots, but it's just like Şengün. 32nd among players in player voting. Here are some of the players Şengün is behind.
Wait, say it again.
32nd. He's 32nd. Player rank 32. Here are some of the players he's behind. Julius Randle, 13th, fine. Ja Morant, 27th. Jaden McDaniels, 21st. Dylan Brooks, 17th. Stephon Castle, 13th. Are the Spurs ballot stuffing here?
Nothing wrong with that one.
Dante DiVincenzo, 17th. Love Dante. Sure. I mean, just like on and on. What did Şengün do to all these people?
I don't know, but that is a stunning result. Şengün, who both of us had clearly in our reserves category, meaning top 12, right? So
Christian Brown was 27th. He hasn't played much in like a month and a half.
It's a stunning result from the players. But yeah, for those interested, it is a fascinating thing to review these PDFs that summarize where the players had guys ranked, where the fans and where the media had them ranked. Generally speaking, the fans and the media are pretty aligned, but the players can go rogue here.
So yeah, there might be a reason for it, is that everybody votes for Jokic and nobody votes for Şengün. Could that be it?
No.
Because they're the same position?
No, because they don't do really positions anymore. I mean, they're both front court players. It doesn't really matter like center anymore. So, no, they just don't like him. We don't have to think too deeply on this. They don't like him. Period. That's Dante DiVincenzo. What are we doing?
What
are those
Christian Brown?
Doing?
I mean, honestly.
And Christian Brown. Let's be real about this. I'm tired of hearing, the thought has always been, well, the players know better than anyone else who is, and maybe in the NFL, because they seem to kind of keep it real in the NFL when they do, top 100s and all that stuff. This invalidates anything having to do with, NBA players know better than other people. No, they're just biased. I don't want to hear about that. This list invalidates all NBA. Any arguments about NBA players know better than everyone else. Maybe they do, but they don't act on it. This invalidates any idea that their voting should carry more weight. Invalidates it completely.
I saw one guy who got cut. But you get, here's the thing, is you get to vote for yourself in this thing. So there are so many guys that aren't even starters, that don't even get minutes, that are on this list. One guy got cut like a couple months into the season. He got a vote, and he's not even in the league. So you can, it's a ridiculous system, I think. I don't think, like you said, in other sports, in the NBA, for whatever reason, it seems to be a popularity contest. Bronny got votes. Okay,
a popularity or unpopularity contest.
Right. I don't know.
That just goes to show you. And really, you thought that the league of high drama wasn't going to be petty? I mean, the NBA is like the Basketball Wives. It's like a show on Bravo. I mean, let's be honest. The NBA is always full of drama. The NBA is always full of pettiness, beefs on Twitter, stuff like that. So you thought they wouldn't be petty with voting? Come on. That is the petty league.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
What about Şengün is unlikable to these guys? I know you went through the list of complaining. Luka complains. He's one of the bigger complainers in the league. And the only person
Massive complainer.
The only person who really doesn't like him, apparently, is another Euro, and Dennis Schröder, who apparently put hands on him, although the NBA said he didn't, but Schröder said he did, at least with his emoji eyes. So complaining isn't an underlining factor. At least it's not the common denominator, because guys complain and they're voted high. What is it about Alperen? Is it they don't respect his game? What could explain what he's done as a player, putting off other NBA players?
Maybe it is they don't like the attention he gets for being Baby Jokic, and maybe they think he's overrated by the fans, so they're going to show him, or overrated by the media. Maybe they think he gets too much talk. I mean, I don't know how that could possibly be the case with how he's played, but I don't know. I mean, I do think that if all things are equal, Dylan Brooks, who is an absolute irritant, you know, how you could vote Dylan Brooks ahead. Now, Dylan's having a really good season, but how you could vote Dylan Brooks ahead of Alpi? I mean, I think if you don't like, and granted, I know Dylan Brooks is considered a quote-unquote international player. He's from Canada, not really. I think sometimes that international players do get beat up a little bit by we've seen it with Kendrick Perkins did that with Jokic, famously. Just a stupid, stupid idea. I don't know. I don't. He's kind of cocky. I mean, but so are a lot of players. That seems like a weird reason.
Okay. But Jeff Green got a vote. I know where that came from. Drew Timmy got a vote. Kyle Lowry got one vote. DeJounte Murray, one vote. George Niang. Joe Ingles got four votes. Bronny got two votes. Thanasis got six. Jason Tatum got one. He can't even play.
Thanasis got six.
Ace Bailey got a vote. Kevin Love got nine votes. Kevin Love. Okay.
Well, how many did Alpi get?
These guys they're not taking this seriously. Alpi, I don't know, but he finished 32nd amongst players. I don't know what the number was. Kelly Olynyk. He got a vote, okay? He doesn't even – he's on the end of the bench.
So basically, Alperen would have to be on the seventh team, all-NBA team.
Yeah, right. Well, no, there's –
that makes
sense. Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, good Lord. I mean, this is just – it's just silly. Anyway, but it's so funny. Of all the guys, Alpi is disliked that much by players. That's funny. I don't know. Maybe it's his complaint. I don't know, or his cockiness, whatever the case may be, or maybe it is because he's behind Jokic, and they're like, you can't have both of those guys on the floor, or NBA players just don't give a rat's ass about this.
There's
that
a lot
seems
of
to be
complaining
the case.
Cocky people. Dustin, he just said sources. NBA players have called ICE and asked them to show up at the All-Star game in hopes they will grab Şengün. Cut it out, Dustin.
Dustin, we don't do that. We don't make ICE jokes around here.
Especially not with one of our players.
Texans draft capital.
Apparently the NBA hates.
Texans draft capital came out we'll talk about that, where they are as far as draft capital coming up. Right now, we got property taxes to talk. We got, I mean, I'm almost, because this time of year just sucks. It just sucks. When you see that bill, I mean, every time I saw it, I was like, oh, my God. And it sat up on the counter, and my wife was like, are you doing anything? Make sure you do something about this. Okay. Well, I hated it. I wish I'd have known about Ownwell. I wish I'd have gone to them and just said, hey, you guys take care of this. It takes me 3 minutes to get through it. I had to look up the property taxes of everybody around. And then when I got to the meeting with the three people, and they go, oh, yeah, well, that house doesn't – you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, well, you're probably right, because I don't know anything about property taxes. You know who does? Ownwell. I mean, they've got technology that is just second to none, and they help – on average, they get their customers to save over $1,100. I mean, Ownwell, this is what they do every single day. And you don't pay them unless they win, and you pay a smaller percentage than a lot of these other companies are charging you. Make sure you do your homework on this thing. Ownwell's the way to go. Stop overpaying on property taxes. Get your free savings estimate right now at Ownwell.com. That's Ownwell.com. See how much you can save. Ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, draft power rankings. This was put out by the Harvard Sports Analysis Collective. This calculation assigns a value to every pick in the draft, ranks teams based on the sum of their pick values. The values for each pick are based off the chart set up by the Harvard Sports. If it says Harvard, then it's the smart kids doing it, right?
Well, it just means who's got the best draft capital, not the most picks, but the best
right.
draft capital.
Well, best value, okay. Yes. The Jets have 40 picks. No, they got the 2nd, 16th, 33rd, 44th, 103rd, 175th, 178th, 192nd, 206th, 210th, 218th, 242. Holy crap.
So you got to move one of those top. You just mentioned 4 picks in the top 60.
They got 12 right? picks. 4 picks in the top 44.
Okay, you have to move off of one, if not two of those, and try to get future picks. Like, you can't have 4 players come up at the same time.
Yeah.
I would probably.
Chats might.
If I'm Darren Mougie, I probably move off of one of those picks.
12 picks. Yeah, you got to move off.
The third with one of those seconds.
The Raiders are second.
Well, that's actually first-rounders won't come up at the same time as second-rounders, actually. But
no, right. But you got to extend. I mean, you got to pick up the option. And
yeah. Well, actually, and you're trying to keep your job. So, actually, maybe you do make all your picks there and try to get as many good players right now so you can hang on to your job as GM.
Well, yeah, but you're also going to be so young. How are you going to win any games? I know they're high picks. You better be right on them. You better be right.
I mean, the Texans were awfully young when they turned it around.
Yeah.
So, they're pretty young. I mean, Petrie, Bullock, Sting, Will Anderson, they're pretty young.
They still are. The Raiders are second. They got the first overall pick, then 36, 67, 107. They got 10 picks. The Browns are third. They got the sixth pick. 24th, 39th, 70th. They got 4 in the top 70. But they'll manage to screw that up. Pittsburgh has a bunch of picks, starting with 21, 53. Titans, 4, 35, 66. They're next. The Texans are 10th. The Texans are 10th with the 28th, 38th, 59th, 69th. They got 4 in the top 70. 106, 128, 165, 243, and 244. They're 10.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
well,
it.
Well, you know Nick, Trader Nick, though, he will get out of that first round. And
he maybe, if their guy's not there.
Yeah.
Last year, their guy wasn't there. They lost out on Booker, and they lost out on the guard from Ohio State. Forget his name.
I could see them packaging 28 and 69. And moving up.
I can see that too, yeah.
28 and 59, one of those. Moving up and getting, if they find.
Well, I'm watching some. Do you know how good a year this is for cornerbacks? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not that it will matter high end quarter. I just watched the LSU cornerback last night. Holy crap, is he good. Mansoor Delane, Delane? I think it's Delane. Man, is that guy a player. Holy crap. LSU had some pretty wicked players in their secondary.
They balled defensively this year. They were much better.
Shut it down by the end of the year. But, yeah, they were. Yeah. There's a reason that they kept the new head coach. Lane Kiffin kept Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator. He kept him.
Did a nice job. Really nice job. And then in free agency, just so everybody knows, the Texans have got themselves in a nice position. All of those teams, as a matter of fact, I mean, really crappy team, except the Rams. The Rams are ninth in draft capital, and then the Texans are 10th. So, but all the other teams are teams that are a lot worse than the Texans. The Steelers were a playoff team for a second. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of crappy teams, and then the Rams and the Texans. So,
you know, it's crazy. The Colts traded away their first round pick. Although they say they're getting, you know, they're going to get Sauce Gardner back, no problem. Next year, it won't be an issue. But they don't have they just ended the season on a crazy, you know, on a crazy terrible second half of the season, and now they don't have a first round pick either.
Yeah, well, you lose your quarterback, but they do have Sauce. You're right. Sauce is coming back. So, but they lost their quarterback. So, when the Texans lost their quarterback, they fell apart too. They just fell apart. Oh no, that's right. They won three games.
They actually hung on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And there's money opened up here. You're not bringing Christian Kirk back, right? Not for $18 million.
No.
Jimmy Ward, that's done. Denico Autry, $10 million. You got three guys. It's 38.
Joe Mixon gone. Cap casualty. You have Nick Chubb gone. Yeah. Now there is money opening up. Now, how much of that is going to be pre-spent basically on Will Anderson's extension? You'll have to factor that in moving forward. But yeah, you should have. Now you have to. You know, you got to replace all those players too with other players. But if you're doing it in a draft, like if Nick really does a good job with the draft, yeah, I would think you could make a little magic happen, because you don't have to bump up into the $20 million range just yet for C.J. Stroud. So this is the year. Like, you potentially could try to create a window where next year, I'm not saying all in, because all in means that if it doesn't work, you end up hurting yourself. But next year could be the big push where you draft rookies, and then rookies on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe you just get two that are really good in your first third, in your first 45 picks. You go, because they have, I have to see where they have their picks, but maybe you focus on getting two really good rookies in on the offensive line. And then from there, you know, you build through some 1 year free agents, and you say, let's take our chance to win it all next year.
They got nine picks
on his rookie deal.
Nine picks, 28, 38, 59, 69. 106, 128, 165.
Man, you can do some damage with those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how many? But see, they were a team, and they even said it. Okay, we're going to draft, but these guys aren't coming in and helping us right away. Last offseason, you know, you had a couple of guys that Woody helped you, obviously. Offensively, you got help from rookies. Higgins.
Yeah, I mean,
Noel,
Higgins was a second-round pick. Woody, he helped.
Right.
Noel was a good returner. Marks was an important part. That's bullcrap. You can get help right away.
And Jaden Reed, he helped. He helped as well, defensively.
I mean, you know,
well, he ended up a starter at the end of the year.
Right. He was out there.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, is this a team that you got nine picks? How many of them will actually contribute? Probably the top two picks,
well, I mean,
maybe
you,
three.
You hope the top two and maybe the top three. Yeah, that's like with anything. But if you do get contributions from the top two and it's better than what you had this year, that's a huge win. And you're going to, you know, can you go get a free agent running back better than Nick Chubb this year? Yeah, I think you can. You know, I think on offense, I don't think it's crazy to say that you could end up with four players better than the players they are replacing. One would maybe be a tight end, two would be offensive line, and one would be a running back.
Well,
so you could actually improve at four spots.
Well, and you hope that whoever you bring in might be a player, a premier player at his position at some point. You got one on offense. His name's Nico. Otherwise, you don't have a premier player at a position. You need to get
I think the Texans are going to re-sign a lot of defensive players again. I think they're just going to run it back. You know, Mario Edwards, I'm sure he's up. Sheldon Rankins. I think they're going to try to re-sign most of their guys so that they don't have to do a lot of evaluating on that side. I mean, they will. They'll put in all their evaluation time, everything they should. But I think they'd like to take most of their deal-making and I think they'd like to make that as static as possible and not make it a fluid situation.
The defensive guys that are
on that side.
The defensive guys that are gone, I'm not even counting Jimmy Ward. Danico Autry, Sheldon Rankins, Taylor's already gone. Derek Barnett, EJ Speed.
These are free agents.
Free agents. Foley, Fatukasi, MJ Stewart, Naquan Jones, Kurt Heinisch, and that's it. Those are the defensive guys that actually contribute that are going to be gone. Yeah, you'll re-sign a few of those.
I could see them bringing MJ Stewart back. They think he's a coach on the field. He and Jalen Reed can compete for that spot. Jimmy Ward will be gone. Autry, can you get him to take less money? Did you say his deal's up this year,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, his deal's up.
Yeah, can you get Autry back on less money? My guess is yes. You're not going to pay him the same you paid him, so you might be able to get him back for less. I don't think they're going to spend a lot of time with the top 15 players on defense. I don't think they want to keep it as steady as possible and put most of the focus on offense. That's what I would do.
Yep. All right. You know what I would do if I were you, and you could have a problem. And if you got a problem, I didn't have any problem whatsoever when I had Champion Energy. So here's the deal. I don't know what the electricity situation is going to be like coming up because you got a lot of cold weather. I know Champion was there for me. I know the Champion was perfect all the years that I had him, 17 years. Loved what Champion did for me. And you'll love it, too. When your bill is up, they're going to contact you and say, we got a better rate. Other electricity companies don't do that. They're not doing that because they're like, no, let's keep on charging them at that rate. He don't know. He's never looked at his electricity bill. Boom, and you get screwed. Here's the deal. Champion Energy is going to tell you, new deal, better deal, jump on it now. Champion.energy/1560. I loved working with them, being with them for 17, 18 years, whatever it was, and you will too. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Apparently, I don't... I've got a friend who... A doctor friend who says that this Nick Mixon bone injury is don't expect him back. Don't expect him back. It is we don't know. They're so gosh dang. They're so mysterious about the whole thing. Just come out and say what it is. If the dude can't play anymore, he can't play anymore. Oh well. I mean, if he's done, he's done. He didn't play. He didn't show up. In the whole season, it was like, what the hell is going on with Joe Mixon? Why not just say he's got this problem? Well, maybe they can't say it because Joe doesn't want it out there. I don't know. And there's, you know, all kinds of rules with that. So maybe that's part of that could be part of the issue. That you can't give out his medical information. So, you know, whatever the case may be, listen. I think have we all turned the page on Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, thank you for your service. And we
he was great.
Running back.
It was great.
Your running back. Those are dime a dozen.
A Pro Bowl year for you. That was great. He was great. And then it's over. Then it's done.
I'm going to go get another star running back for like $3
million. You mentioned.
We'll pay a quarterback $50 to $60 million who's not in the top half of the league. And then for really good running backs, yeah, here's your $7 million,
You're just proven D'Amico right. Your attitude about Joe Mixon, called the man a dime a dozen. Just proving the coach right
that's
once
you.
Again.
That's you. Dell, that's the difference. I never said anything like I care about the person. He doesn't care about the
position.
The
position. Mm. It's the position.
People,
I'm sorry.
Not position.
No, you're running people. Back. No,
not
they're
assets,
not people. You're running backs.
Not assets. Not
your running backs.
They are individuals, and you have decided.
You're a movable commodity, a replaceable commodity.
See, this is your problem.
Quarterbacks are the people. Quarterbacks.
I don't know if you heard, we don't own people anymore. They're not just commodities.
Wide receivers. Wide receivers are people.
So are they? Because it didn't feel like Keon Coleman was much of a person yesterday. It feels like Terry Pegula, the owner of the Bills, just don't give a rat's ass about Keon Coleman.
So you know Keon Coleman was a healthy scratch a couple times this year, right?
Yeah, well, because
he got sideways with Sean McDermott and with the whole team. And he was a healthy scratch. I mean, it was real cute when he was talking about he got his jacket at Macy's and everyone was like, I love this guy so much. Yeah. This guy is my favorite. And I just kept thinking, he's kind of slow and doesn't separate, but we'll find out what happens. Not only was he never really a factor for the Bills, not like a second round pick should be, he obviously didn't handle his business the way he was supposed to. Well, after yesterday's press conference, and I assume we have the audio, right, John?
Yep.
After yesterday's press conference, you'll be able to tell that there is little doubt that they will be moving on from Keon Coleman this offseason, because I don't know what they can do after this.
The coaching staff pushed to draft Keon. I'm not saying Brandon wouldn't have drafted him, but he wasn't his next choice. That was Brandon being a team player and taking advice of his coaching staff, who felt strongly about the player. And, you know, he's taken, for some reason, heat over it and not saying a word about it. But I'm here to tell you the true story.
Hey. Dell, please tell me you've got the audio from the combine, or do we have to talk about it?
I don't have that handy for people who missed it. There's audio.
Can you pull it up? And so,
well, it's subtitled.
Is it too hard to hear?
I mean, because he's not. I mean, you hear Brian Gain clearly, but not Brandon Bean. That's why they subtitle it, and that would probably help people. Yeah. But there are other clips of Bean speaking effusively of Keon Coleman after they grabbed him, which immediately grabbed as receipts to Terry Pegula's suggestion that this wasn't a Bean pick. And Bean himself said in that same presser, no, that's my guy.
Lance's earlier point, though, once he's your guy, he's your guy. The owner says he's not.
But Bean owned it again yesterday as well, which is not
he
getting
should.
Played up.
He should. It's a bad look not to. I mean, he's going to be president of football. He just got a bump. He just got promoted to president of football. You should, once he's your guy, he's your guy. You made the pick. You gotta own it. And yeah, good. Pegula said he wasn't your guy. Now the receipts don't look good. So for those who didn't see it, Keon Coleman ends up running in like the mid 4.5s, which he was never fast. So he ran that, and former Texans 1 year general manager before Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby got him, Brian Gain. He says something. There's one other guy there. I don't know who this other guy is. And he says something. The guy said, that what we expected or something like that. And Brian Gain says something to the effect of, yeah, that's who he is. You know, 4.5. We thought he was 4.54, 4.56. So, yeah, that's who he was. That's his speed. And at that point, he says something to the effect, that would be Brandon being the general manager, says something to the effect of, good, now it'll be easier to get him, or something to that extent. Now, good, it's easier to get him now. And so everyone said, ooh, you liar. And it does look contrary. Honestly, it does look contrary. Now, the combine happens in late February. You can have medicals. You can sit down with coaching staff, because coaches haven't really looked at those players that much since then. And obviously the coaching staff liked them, according to Brandon Bean. There's a lot that can happen from February to April. There's a lot that happens. You find out about guys. You do more. You have them in for 30 visits. You you do more work on them, you get more intel on them, you watch together longer as a team, because the coaches haven't even looked at the combine guys by then. They're working on their own free agents and other teams' free agents. And I know that because my dad's told me the schedule. Coaches don't know, they really don't know the combine players. So maybe when everything was said and done, their draft board, you know, there were other guys who Brandon Bean liked by the time it was April, late April, but he still liked Keon, but he liked other guys better. And maybe the coaching staff, you know, what it sounds like, there's the Pegula saying, the owner, is that when the coaches got a look at him, they really bought in and they maybe pushed him higher up the board than Brandon had him. So that could be the case. I had him projected. I gave him a third round grade, but had him projected second or third. He went earlier second. There's a chance that Brandon Bean, because where did he get picked? They didn't trade up for him, did they, Dell? I don't think they traded up for him, but there's a chance the coaching staff pushed him up the board a little bit. That also could have happened. So both things could be true. But now what do you do with Keon Coleman? He was literally the subject of a failed – basically they're saying, what about this failed pick? And I don't know how the topic came up, but, man, is that a rough look for Keon Coleman? Not as bad as of what's going on with Brandon Ayuk, but Brandon Ayuk got his – well, he at least got a payday for 1 year. Are you guys following the Brandon Ayuk situation?
Yeah, so to answer your question, the Bills traded down twice, and they wound up drafting Keon Coleman at the top of the second round. So they traded out of the first, and he was their first selection in 2024.
Yeah, that's an awfully high pick for Keon Coleman. I thought so at the time. I just thought he was not a separator, not fast, big ball winner, but you got to be able to get open. So I was a little surprised he went there. But Brandon, ultimately, you have to – I said this with Rick Smith. I've said it with Nick Caserio. If you give them grief for picks they don't get right, you have to give them credit for picks they do. You can't say that this was a coach who made this pick, but a GM who made that pick. So when Rick Smith had good picks – you can't just say that's Wade Phillips or Gary Kubiak's. You have to, you know, or Bill O'Brien's. Rick Smith's got to get that credit. If you give him the, it's the same thing with offensive coordinators. They don't get, you know, if you're going to blame them for all the plays that go wrong, then do they get some credit for the plays that go right?
I know Nick would agree.
I guess Nico Collins isn't good enough player.
you're taking that so out of context.
I guess Nico Collins isn't good enough player.
It's not out of context at all. We're talking about drafting.
How did you not use – I'm not concerned. D'Amico's not concerned. We're not concerned with the offense.
Look how the offensive line played. No concerns.
There's no concern.
I mean, they couldn't run the ball in the biggest game of the season, but no concerns.
You should have some concerns about this weather coming up, and I'm going to tell you right here and right now, you need to put this number in your phone, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. That's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Because if it does come and it freezes, and your pipes freeze, and you've got old pipes, and they burst, you're in trouble. Do not then go to Twitter and, hey, John Lance, what's the plumber guy? No.
You can still do that, guys. You can still go to us. That's fine.
Well, you can, but it's going to take some time. I'm probably golfing. You're probably playing Parcheesi with your kids. Who knows? Okay? What I do know is that you better have that in your phone. Protect your family. When you got to have a plumber, you got to have Billy Brown on your side in your phone, okay? So don't mess around. 281-488-6238, because you never know when you're going to need a plumber. But, Lance, when you do need them, you got to have them.
Yeah, my kids don't play Parcheesi, but I will tell you that they do recognize how important Billy Brown is, because he's been to our house multiple times for big jobs, for small jobs, for any jobs. And they get out there. They'll get out there quick. But you need to have that, as John mentioned, 281-488-6238. Put it in your phone, because if you have an issue, when you have situations like this, a plumbing issue, you want help immediately. You got to get that call in immediately. So that's the way it goes. So put the number in your phone. Even if you don't need them right now, you will in the future. 281-488-6238. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters.
Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.